Lessons from the lathe. We're going to do an interesting topic on Sfiras Omer. Don't shut it off now if I tell you we're doing it on Tazria Metzora because you're just doing Shmini. Don't worry, I'll include everybody. I like to include everybody. Achdus is the time of Achdus. Sfiras Omer is the time that we should focus on our Achdus. So I will be the Achdus. And I'll be discussing more Sfiras Omer than the Parsha itself. So please, don't worry. Here we go. The topic is quite obvious, something we should be thinking about, and it's really, what should I be thinking about during Sfiras Omer? What should I be spending my time doing during these very holy days? The Ramban, Parshas Emor, beautifully says that the time between Pesach and Shavuos is one long Chol HaMoed. We know Chol HaMoed traditionally from Pesach and Sukkot, from that first days and last days, and then the middle is called Chol HaMoed. He calls this one Chol HaMoed Arichta. It's a long Chol HaMoed where we prepare ourselves for Matan Torah. Very, very interesting. The Gemara Menachos says a very interesting line in Dach Samach Vav, and he says Mitzvah Limunuyeh BeYoma UMitzvah Limunuyeh LeShvuah. There's a mitzvah to count the days and count the weeks. This Gemara is quite important. Abaya, who teaches us this, because it seems to tell us that there are two separate mitzvahs in counting Sfiras Omer. In fact, Rav Soloveitchik took this to the highest extent, and based, I believe, on his grandfather Rav Chaim, and Beis Halevi might have said this as well, said that yes, this Gemara is taken literally. There are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to count the days of the week, there's a mitzvah to count the weeks themselves. So, halacha l'maisa, according to the Rav, if you missed a day of the count, hopefully nobody did, but if you'd missed a day of the count, every week you can count, right? This year, it's very easy to remember when the weeks are. It's every, right? Every Friday night. Am I not off on that? I think so, right? Am I wrong? Huh? Friday. Yeah. So every Friday night is the new week. So he said, no, you make a bracha. Every Friday night you can make a bracha. We're all choshish for the Bahag who tells us that if you miss a day, it's a constant mitzvah, right? It's not separate mitzvahs. It's one big mitzvah. And therefore, if you miss a day, you can. And the famous bar mitzvah vort, when the bar mitzvah boy, any bar mitzvah boy, you know, gets a bar mitzvah during this time, he says, you know, my drasha is going to be about, can I continue counting? Because I was a katan. And that's a famous vort, not for now. The Bahag is brought into that. The Rav says, there's two sets. So if you really go with this logic, hilchati, so then what should I be counting on for the weeks and what's for the days? What are each of them? Rav Asher Weiss is a beautiful piece in his new Sefer that just came out very recently. Recently, like a few weeks ago, where he has different vorts on different topics that relate to this. And he says as follows. Before we do, I apologize. I forgot to dedicate the shiur, as I like to do. I want to dedicate the shiur for Refuah Shleima to our dear and very chashuv chassan, Menachem Mendel ben Masha Malka, Mendel Gordon, who I've seen really from Shana Aleph to the amazing accomplishments that he has done, both in growing spiritually and really giving tremendous nachas to our yeshiva, and then coming back and giving nachas to you and being able to show you what a true role model is. The Rebbeinu Shlomo Shatein him Refuah Shleima B'soch Shachar L'Yisrael B'Zaycha to dance together with all of Klal Yisrael this chuppah B'Brius very, very soon. So Rav Asher Weiss says that he quotes the Leiv Eliyahu, famous Rav Eliyahu Lopian, who quotes in the name of his Rebbe, Rav Yisrael Salanter. And he says that the 49 days are connected to the Memchet, right? Things, Dvarim Shatar Niknes Bahem. We read in Pirkei Avos all of these 48, which is very funny for a moment because there's 49 days of Surah. So is it like the Gematria, we're off by one? No, don't worry, says Rav Asher Weiss. He has another piece where he expounds upon the fact, what is that extra day, right? So he says, every day you take one of the Memchet Dvarim that we acquired the Torah and concentrate on that. Right, so he has a whole piece where he quotes, is it the beginning? It's either the first day or the last day. He says, one could argue it's the last day, simply because when you're done, now it's Erev Shavuos, you say, okay, I worked on these 48 things. Where am I now? Or he ties that maybe really it's the first day. And he says that could be based on what the Ramchal says. The Ramchal speaks about Zihirus, and he writes in his introduction to Mesilas Yesharim, says Zihirus is so important that it's like it's before anything else. I got to like focus on, and it happens to be, you know, the right after the first day of Sirus, right after the Geula of Mitzrayim. So I spend the day focusing on how I'm going to be kind of the Torah. So that's one idea, right? And this, the Chiddushei Arim says the same thing, the same idea, that the days that we're counting, we should focus on each of these 48 ideas, 48 messages of each day, 48 midos, really, that the Torah should nikkanes b'hem. Comes along the Zohar and seemingly disagrees in Parshas Tetzaveh and says that the Sheva Shavuos is connected to the Shavas Mei Nekiyim. The Sheva Nekiyim happens to be in this week's Parsha, in Parshas Tetzaveh. Parshas Shemini also, you could work it out there as well, but right in the beginning of the Parsha, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor Dabel B'nei Yisrael Lemor Isha Ki Tetzaveh. If a woman has a baby, right? So she has a time of nidaso. And we know today, a woman that is a nida, when she menstruates, no matter what happens, whether it's 5 days or more than that, she will wait Sheva Nekiyim. And in fact, the Rambam comments on this beautifully in Hilchos Asuri Bia. And the Rambam writes, and I think it's a beautiful idea, that the od hichmiru banos Yisrael, that the women of our generation have become machmir. This is not halacha midoraisa, only by which nowadays anyway doesn't come out. This was an idea so that the women, as far as unfortunately we don't have the same level of tumma v'tahara, but we're talking about them physically being able to even go to the bris itself on the eighth day. This was talking about d'oraisa, tumma v'tahara, touching things, being in the same room, so on and so forth, which don't have the same level. But maybe we can relate it to the Sheva Nekiyim that we have today. In fact, there is a very interesting machlokas, we don't paskin like this, that maybe, just like Sfiras Omer, we say Hayom Yom Echad, right, La Omer, or in our case, because we're gearing it towards the Shavuos, so maybe we say Hayom, right, by Anita says, Hayom Yom Echad L'Shvei Nekiyim, Hayom Yom Shein L'Shvei Nekiyim, that she should verbalize it, right? Most people say this is not so. She's doing a bedika each day, that's good enough. But there's the idea of saying it bedibur, because it's something that you count. What's the idea? So the Rambam beautifully says, v'od hechmir, why hechmiro? He says, even if it's a small amount, kechardal, a mustard seed of, they're machmir, and they don't just say, okay, now I saw, okay, so now the next day I can be with my husband. No, they still wake Shiva Nekiyah. Women are machmir on themselves. It's a beautiful thing. One of the brachas the Rabbanu Shalom gave us when he has those famous arguments with the Malachim. Oh, Bnei Yisrael. Yeah, but look what they do, right? He talks about Birchas Hamazon, that we say Birchas Hamazon if we have a smaller amount than needed. But also, what do? We're machmir that that a woman is machmir on her nidaso. And obviously, my husband follows this. So it's a beautiful thing. Vayta b'shasa b'iskim. So based on this idea of Sheva Nekiyim, we learn that there are two elements. Says Rav Asher Weiss, yeah, it's not a machlokes. There are two elements. There's Shavuos and there's Yomim. Yomim is all focusing on the Torah. And in fact, you know, we have a lot of you probably do, I hope you say this, right after you're done. So you say Hayom, you know, Asar Yomim L'Homoshem Shavuot. And then you say Chesed Shebahod. Right? You know, that those little two things, really based on a Chassidish Minhag, to say those different things. So he says, what is that based on? So he says, that's each of the midos of the Avos. Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, right? Yosef and David. The different midos, right? And there have been books written on this topic. One of the great books, at least, that I'm aware of, I've looked at, is by a local rabbi in our community who wrote a sefer on the 49 days of the Omer each day. I think it's, if I'm not mistaken, it's like in booklet form, where each day there's a Chabad, I know Sefer like this as well, where you can go through the different days. The other Rav Haber, not the Haber from our yeshiva, but the other Rav Haber wrote a beautiful Sefer on this. I don't know, he used to come in every year and speak about the different spheres. And then there's another din, right, which would make sense if you go according to the halachic idea of Rav Soloveitchik, which is the weeks. And that is totally separate. You're concentrating on being nikkan in the Torah, and then how do I make myself taller? They're two independent ideas. right? There's Kinyan HaTorah, and then there's that we should be together. Get away, as the Lashon of the Zohar says, the Tumah from our lives. Now, of course, we know this because that was really what Bnei Yisrael was concentrating on when they left Mitzrayim. And that's the difference between Pesach and Shavuos. Pesach is an interesting machlokas. I'm sure you've heard this idea many times. Why is there no Shechianu on Sfiras Omer? So the simplest answer is Shechianu, what a chutzpah. How can we say Shechianu? Why? Because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash today. According to most Rishonim, certainly Achronim, this mitzvah is only Midirabbanan. So therefore, how can you say we're missing the Beis HaMikdash? We're talking about the Korban Omer. How can you say Shechianu? It's sad. We're in a time of sadness. I'm saying, okay, maybe the students of Rabbi Akiva, the actual, something we'll discuss in our halachic discussion shortly, the Avelis part. Rabbeinu Yerucham says, you do say Shechianu. Like, what? Really? When? When you complete the mitzvah. After 49 days. The bracha is said when you say Kiddush on Shavuos night. That Shechianu also deals with other things. We have it sometimes, by the way. On Purim, when we make a Shechianu, the rabbi will say, wait, the rabbi will say, have in mind all the mitzvahs of the day also. That's also the Shechianu. Sometimes the Shechianu is kolo. That's why you don't have to say the Shechianu. It's not necessarily for the actual mitzvah. It's not for Kiddush. In fact, women say Shechianu. Tzitz Eliezer is a famous tshuva, where Tzitz Eliezer says, is she allowed to even say Ame? Because she said Shechianu already. Maybe it's a suffix in a hefsek of Kiddush. Because what is she saying Amen on? She made the Shechianu already. She's not Shemaya Kohana. She doesn't need to. Okay. Why is this Rabbeinu Yerucham important? So I think it's the Rabbeinu Yerucham who says, maybe we can say that something is Doraisa here. Rabbeinu Yerucham says that the days are not Doraisa. The weeks are Doraisa. How do you say the weeks are Doraisa? So if you take this, not the Rabbeinu Yerucham doesn't say this. I'm plugging this into the Rabbeinu Yerucham. If we say the weeks are Doraisa, and it's based on this whole concept of Shavuos, it's because of the Tahara that we have to have during this time. We have to concentrate on being Tahor during this time. Right? Similar, by the way, to the woman. She takes upon herself, obviously this is the Minhag Klal Yisrael, she takes upon herself Shivus Nekiyim, over and above what is necessary, obviously following the ways of Rabbanim, which is like following the Torah, which is following the Torah. Because she shows it's not enough just to do what it says. I want to do even more. I want to be machmir on myself. That's what Sfiras Omer is about. That's the quote-unquote, if you will, Rabbeinu Yerucham's Doraisa part. It's the Tahor, it's the Tahara. It's how do I make purity part of my life? And that's why it can be only said the Shechianu at the end, according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, because it's the end when I finally reach a point and say, oh, I'm Tahor. I do things differently. I don't just do things haphazardly when I do the mitzvahs. That's a state of Tahara. A person's tahor, a person is pure. Obviously, it's a spiritual idea, is that the mitzvahs mean something to me. There's a connection. And maybe this is the time where we concentrate on that. Not to discount the days themselves, the 48 ways that we can work on how Torah means something to ourselves. Obviously, if you haven't been working on this, this is it, Rabbi Yisai. Because by the last day of Sfiras Omer, you're already packing to go home. So of course, you should be concentrating on that. But we see how important the weeks become. And maybe that's why it's interesting to note the Korban Omer, which was brought on the second day of Pesach, is barley, is nothing, is little. It's fodder that even an animal appreciates, right? But when it comes to the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, what was the Shtei Alechem? What was the Shtei Alechem? The Shtei Alechem was a gezunt, the nice challahs. Right? We all know, I hope you feel the same way, we appreciate chametz most specifically on Motzei Pesach. And you could ask the pizza manufacturers, the lines are out the door, even though, don't tell anyone, most of them made the pies before Pesach and sold it to a guy, right? Because they can't make that many pies out. Okay, fine. I'm not giving you out the secrets. And all of a sudden you have your first slice of pizza. Oh! This pizza's awesome. It's not so awesome. You've been having matzah pizza for a week, so anything's all, you know. You have your first bread. Bread is appreciated by a human. It's when you actually understand, that's what Shavuos is about. It's an appreciation. We are supposed to accept the Torah anew every single year, Rabbi Yisai. Every year. You're accepting the Torah this year better than you ever did in your life because you're nikkene the Torah. You have things that you learned that are yours that you can call yours. That's extremely important. I want to end off with every year, I think it was yesterday, so there's a big kinnis in Eretz Yisrael of Mechanchem. And the great Gedolim come and they speak. As you know, many yeshivas don't start until Tuesday of next week, Rosh Chodesh, because they're real yeshivas that have a full, meaning they also go till Tisha B'Av, so don't feel bad. And so I heard this morning on the radio, Baruch Hashem, thank God I said Birchas HaTorah before I got in the car and drove my kids to school, because this vort was so good. I said, oh, it's kedai that I stayed in the car for this. I mean, I missed davening this morning, but no, I'm kidding. So I said last year of Steinman, who obviously is no longer with us, had the following vort. He says, isn't it interesting? There was a machlokes, he says, for 2.5 years between Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel. Was it good for man to be created or not? A very strange machlokes. Was it good for man? And what do we paskin? It wasn't good. It wasn't good. Kedai? Okay. No, it wasn't kedai. Man should have been created for all the things that we do bad. But we're here. Yishfash vish b'masel. A person should go over the things that he did wrong. Be careful. Look into the things you did wrong. Says Rav Steinman, what's going on over here? How is that possible? A man should have been created? How you talking? Are we paskin like this? Better men. That doesn't make any sense. How can we say that? So he quotes the Gra. The Gra says so beautifully. No, it's not talking about what we think. Of course it was kedai for man to be created, but we believe that there's something called Gilgul. You come back. You go up to Shemayim and Hashem says, you're a good guy, but it's not there. You're not Zoicher. So I'm going to send you back as a Gilgul. And the Gilgul, hopefully you'll be better. You'll do better things. You're like, oh, of course I will. You know, I'll be much better. That's the machlokes between Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel. And there we paskin, you know what? Better the guy doesn't come back. You know why? He probably won't do well, even the second chance. Third chance, fourth, probably won't do well. You know what I'm talking about. Famous machlokes. A person didn't have kavana for, let's say, Shimon Esrei. So you say, should you say Shimon Esrei again? So we paskin? No. Only the first brachas. Why? Why? Because we're afraid he's not going to have kavanah again, the same way. I hope this never ever happened to you, but you forgot Yalav Yalav, so you repeat Shimon Esrei, and you forget Yalav Yalav again. You know? We don't have kavanah today. Right? So that's the machlokes. So what does it say? Now that you're here, says the Gra, Rav Steinman, based on the Gra, now that you're here, though, work on your midos. Work on that tahora thing. Work on the thing that you don't have. You all know it better than anybody else. Nobody knows it better than anybody else. Nobody knows it better what that thing is that can make you tahor. That thing that you could get rid of in your life. Right? I was thinking about it yesterday when they had if you went on Facebook yesterday, I don't have Facebook, but I do. Okay. If you went on Facebook, every other Facebook post was, what's his name? The head of Facebook, Zuckerberg, some Jewish name, right? Mark. I don't know, we were on first name basis, right? I saw yesterday though, you see this? He had a cushion. They put a cushion so he looks taller. He's a short guy. So if you look, there's a cushion, was cushion underneath him, so he looked like he was a. So the Shaila is like this. The Shaila is, maybe that's what you could do. After he spoke and he said, yeah, basically, you know, we know everything about you. You know, we can come to your house and we know everything about you. It's scary. I'm sure you've done this before. You go on a Google search, you want to go to a hotel, and now all of a sudden you go onto Facebook and the hotel's there. Here, stay at a hotel. It's crazy. Maybe that's what you take out of your life. What will make you tahor? What will bring you to Shavuos Abalein Lotova? That's what you have to concentrate on. Of course we should be Miknes Torah. We should look at these things, at least open up a Pirkei Avos and look at the 48 things. What do I have to work on? My Torah is worthless if I don't have working on it in the appropriate way. This will bring us to the highest level possible. Because only we know ourselves in the best possible way. And that's what this time of the year is about. That's what Sfiras Omer is. That's what our Parsha speaks about when he talks about Tumah V'Tahara, Parsha Shemini also, of course. And then we get into a difficult, I get it. Mitzorah, the Parsha of the Mitzorah, What's the whole concept here? Because we used to live in a state of tahara. You would walk around and you would know, you would have to know whose tummy was taller. Women would have to wear clothes because she touched something, you couldn't touch it, couldn't be in the room. There was a constant state, I am on a higher level. How do you get to that level? That's what we should be concentrating on during this time. In Mirtz Hashem, we should be zeichah to do that and treat Sfira the way it should be treated as one long chol hamoed to prepare us to man matan Torah Zeinu.